Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Josh is not here today. He's north of the wall and he's hunting White Walkers. I'm pretty sure that's code for looking for old ladies to fuck. Can't verify that, but I'm pretty sure he'll check in next week. Said he got a gummer from somebody. But in the meantime, we have a new friend of the show, Edward Payson, director of upcoming documentary Our Friend John. Also has a lot of horror films to his credit. He's going to be joining us for the day. How's it going, man? Yeah. There we go. That works. Yeah. He's also loud as shit, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, watched the new film recently since you sent us the link. I liked it. It was pretty, just that the story is pretty emotional as it is. I'll let you set it up because I'll probably butcher it.
Sure. So, yeah, back in 2013, a family friend passed away from sickle cell anemia. I really barely knew him as much as my brother did, but basically what happened was he had sickle cell anemia. My brother has spina bifida, and they were in this program called Living Innovations. And what they do is they take adults that essentially, I like to say that, like, essentially that communities forgot, essentially, because after high school, there's not a lot of outlets for people that have severe disabilities. Most colleges won't accept them just because they won't, like, modify the courses for them, and most high schools just try to get them out as fast as possible. So they are always caught in this situation where they have nothing to do as far as either they stay at home or they get a job, and most places don't want to hire them. So this place, Living Innovations, has them meet each other and kind of form communities, do everyday things, and, you know, live a more normalized life. So Jonathan met my mom first, and I guess my mom had worked with his father years.
Yeah, that was
years
crazy
ago,
part of the movie.
Was, yeah, that's
the
really,
coincidence of that.
Yeah, and he had died from sickle cell anemia. So immediately when John needed a home, my mom was like,
"Yeah, no questions asked.
You can live with us." And he actually moved into my old room from when I'm from New England. And when I moved out, he moved into my old room, and my brother and him just bonded immediately. Telling handicap jokes about each other.
You have to. Yeah, you gotta go there.
Yeah, and then he ended up, unfortunately, passing away. And before he died, he was writing a script for a horror film that he wanted to make with his friends. And upon his passing, my brother and then all his friends decided to make the film in his honor. And we did a documentary about them kind of learning trial by fire, never having even picked up a camera or anything before.
That's the way to do it. Just throwing in the deep end.
And decided, we're going to make this movie.
In the process of watching, that was entertaining. One guy, he was my spirit animal. He was talking about doing the casting. He's like, John wanted to want a really hot girl in it. She's got to be blonde, high heels, and lipstick. I was like, this guy gets it. This guy, no, he understands Hollywood. That is it. That guy was awesome. But yeah, you have a other documentary that is similar as far as it's just people kind of trying to figure it out. The unsigned one.
Right.
You did a bunch of followed a bunch of musicians around.
Right, that was my first documentary, and honestly, I never planned on making any documentaries. These kind of just, like, both were spur-of-the-moment things that either fell in my lap or kind of just, like, on a whim was just, like, I want to make a documentary, because really, I'm a horror filmmaker,
right,
and I never wanted to really do anything except for horror. But Unsigned was a film that came about because I was in a 9-to-5 job right after college, thinking, you know, everybody that's in film school thinks, like, oh, we're going
to go straight to
Spielberg,
it.
And we're going to make movies right out of it. But no, like, I couldn't find a job. So
right.
I was working this 9-to-5 job, this place with no windows and stuff where they made us put our heads down if we were bad.
It was really bad. Wow.
And, you know, I was like, how do I tell this story and make it interesting for people? Obviously, this isn't interesting for people, but, like, if it was musicians and it was musicians who have 9-to-5 jobs, then they're trying to still, you know,
keep that dream going.
Keep their dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we followed three rock bands from LA around for a year as they tried to make their dreams come true, and they all just had different, different things going on in their lives.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was kind of, cause, I mean, it's stuff that no one really thinks about. I mean, it's even with the communities for disabled people, after high school, no one, most people don't really give that a second thought after high school.
Unless it has to do with them in some way.
Right. And then with the musician, nobody really thinks about before you see somebody on Warped Tour or something, everything that goes into that. I thought it was kind of cool. So I'm basically doing the same goddamn thing right now, being broke as fuck, trying to get on stage in front of people and make them like me.
Isn't that the mantra for LA? That's like whatever anybody comes out here to do or whatever they're trying to do. It's like, you know, the story before is like paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Get everything done.
And hopefully you can swing it. And if not, you move out to Washington. I think that's how it's supposed to go. Yeah, and then speaking of the horror stuff you did, you also sent us, what was the name of the horror one? The
Cohasset Snuff Film?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
That one was pretty interesting.
You didn't forget, you just couldn't pronounce it.
Okay, shut up. You don't need to call me
on
that.
Did you guys watch that one?
I watched that one. I don't know if you got around to that one.
I didn't get around to it.
Did you watch any of them?
I watched the John. Okay. The John one, my friend John.
Yeah, Cohasset Snuff Film is a really, really weird one for me because... That one's by far like the grossest one I've done.
Right.
And the grossest, like when you watch it, makes you feel gross.
Just as far as the content of it.
It's a kid in high school who gets a camera from his yearbook club and is told to get interviews with all the high school seniors for a graduation ceremony. And said he films himself plotting out and carrying out the murders of three female classmates and then uploads it to the internet.
Yeah, it gets pretty weird.
It's a found footage film.
Yeah.
Fun fact. I don't know if this is fun or not. This is actually kind of fucked up.
I like it.
So the kid in Santa Clarita who went off and like killed all those people with his car.
In Saugus? Mm. Okay.
Yeah, with all his car. I think it was Santa Clarita, right?
Or with his car? Because I know there was a shooting at Saugus High School recently.
Not recently. Okay. So the guy who hit the people with his car.
Oh, that happens like once a year up there.
About a bunch of people there. Right. The one who had like all the weird videos and stuff from it, from, you know, that he had done.
I don't remember. I have to look that up.
Anyway, the owner at Hyena Gallery in Burbank told me that like that guy was in there and bought my movie like
really
a few weeks before.
Is that the guy that was in the movie? Is that the guy that was in the movie in the very beginning of it?
Yeah. He's an actual person.
Right. Yeah. I figured a lot of them were kind of people that you kind of threw in there. Because I was like, okay, that shop kind of looks like it's legit.
It is a legit shop. It's called Hyena Gallery. It's in Burbank. They sell like outsider art, dark art, what they like to call it.
Right.
He'll tell you it's like really weird stuff. Like some of the stuff that they like have paintings that are made completely with period blood. They have murder weapons and stuff and like drawings made by actual serial killers and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what John Wayne Gacy did. That's all he did was draw. As soon as he got locked up, he just drew paintings constantly.
He was making tons of money too.
Was he?
Yeah. Oh, and then until they outlawed it, but then he found a way to like get it out to other people for free, and then they would sell it.
Huh.
And they would authenticate it and everything.
That's kind of cool.
He put his fingerprint on it, so they could like see that it was really his fingerprint.
I'm gonna have to check that store out. Anything dark and evil, I'm kind of into.
He's a really cool guy. His name is Bill Schaefer, and they have shows all the time with like famous horror directors and whatnot.
Nice.
But he tells me to this day. He'll get random messages in his inbox on Facebook that are just like, I hear that you can procure this this snuff film. They all think it's real.
Think it's legit?
100% fake. They all think it's real, and they're looking for the actual snuff film that like,
it took me like 20 minutes to realize it wasn't real. Because I was like...
We did everything, man. We did everything to make it seem like it was real.
Did a damn good job of it.
We got contacted by the superintendents of schools in Cohasset, Massachusetts because... they thought we were going to incite a riot in mass.
No shit.
Came out on Halloween because someone in the school happened to be named Colin Mason. His name Colin Mason, and it was Cohasset High School.
He's president of high school.
And she tried to deny everything. So she called me, and I literally saved the voicemail. I didn't actually talk to her. She left a voicemail. And I had told like a newspaper that she had sent me a voicemail and she denied it. So then I released the voicemail as like a
listen,
as
bitch.
Like an ad for the film. Basically, it was like, we have people in a panic here. Please give us a call back.
Oh, wow. That's some great publicity. Wanna, yeah, I want to check it out. Good on you for saving it, because I always delete voicemails that I knew I should have saved. Our co-host who wasn't here, actually, I should have saved it years ago. I got one drunk from him at like 1:30 in the morning. He was hammered. He's like, I shouldn't have fucked her. Why did you let me go fuck her? I should have saved it, and I fucking didn't. So fucking props on you for saving it, because I fucking would have.
I would have saved that forever.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, I'm not good at that type of stuff. Is there any sort of, like, Hollywood directors that kind of inspired you to get into it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, so that was a found footage film. I loved. There's a found footage film called, obviously everybody knows, The Blair Witch Project.
Right.
I'm actually kind of friends with Eduardo Sanchez now on Facebook.
Nice.
And we go back and forth. And in my newest movie, I kind of got advice from him. I was like, hey, so, you know, I have this situation and this situation. I don't want to get into it because if someone listens to it, they'll know what I'm talking
Spoiler.
About.
Spoiler.
I was like, would you do this movie if this was a kind of the situation? He's like, yeah, 100% do the movie. Like,
right.
And if you don't do the movie, I'll do the movie. so that movie, and then there's another movie called The Last Horror Movie, which is like a lower budget film that came out in 2005. And it's like this really weird movie that it starts out as if you're watching like this shitty horror movie.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it goes to static and there's someone adjusting the camera. And the idea of the horror movie is that this guy is a serial killer who picks his victims based on the people that rent this videotape. And essentially,
like a more intense version of The Ring almost?
Well, they rent the videotape. Well, it's not really like supernatural, but like you rent the videotape and then you come home, you watch it all the way through till the end. And at the end, he's like, oh, by the way, you've been now added to this movie.
Huh.
Kills you, films it, adds it to the videotape, brings it back.
Puts it back into the store.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's like the worst chain letter ever.
I wouldn't sleep ever again.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I've been getting more into horror stuff. As a kid, I couldn't do it because Freddy Krueger fucked me up.
Oh, really?
Like, none of the rest of them. Like, I never worried about, like, Chucky because, fuck you, I'll punch you. I'm not worried about that.
I never realized Chucky. Even when he was, like, a human, he wasn't strong. So how is he overpowering
these right?
people?
Like, yeah. But Freddy, I can't do anything in my sleep. What am I supposed to do about that? That's what fucked me up. So I didn't watch horror movies for years. It's really only been over the past couple of years I've gotten into it. Mostly it's just been a lot of Rob Zombie movies. Anything he puts out, I'm going to check out.
I love Rob Zombie. I feel like that's a hot take because a lot of people in the horror community hate Rob Zombie for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah, they all talk so much shit about Rob Zombie.
Was there a particular reason for it? Is it
because he remade Halloween from... and people have like boners for Halloween for some reason? But like, I don't even like the original Halloween.
We recently, every now and then we'll do movie reviews. Yeah. And for this past Halloween, we watched the original. And I forgot how fucking boring that movie was.
So boring.
Nothing happened. It's like an hour and a half, and there's like two things that happen.
You can get through it these days.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. And then I watched the new one. It's so much better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, and House of a Thousand Corpses is great. I haven't seen the new one, though. Was it?
I didn't really enjoy the new one as much. I feel like it was a little rushed.
Yeah.
And I didn't. The only other one I didn't like was 31 either, I thought was a little rushed.
I haven't seen that.
And also, like, these are ones that he, like, self-funded and, like, a crowdfunding for, so he didn't have, like, even one-third of the budget that he
makes sense
was working with the other movies. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, still, even his budget is a hell of a lot better than most people's. I mean,
he's
still putting out music that's doing decently.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's really... I would figure that's why people don't like him. It's because he's come over for music. You think that might have something to do with it?
Yeah, well, he didn't get any hate until the Halloweens, though. Like everyone was like, oh, Rob Zombie, like, because his first movie was it was shelved for a while, and they were like acting like it was banned because it was so fucked up.
It was
up.
Pretty intense.
And I think I saw it like through like Kazaa or something, like,
LimeWire.
And there was like time code at the bottom still, and like parts cut out and stuff.
Really?
And were messed up. Yeah, and it was like 4 or 5 downloads before it was.
It
must like,
have taken you like a week to download it.
It did. Then it was like at least like 8 or 9 days to download it.
Jesus.
And the first time I downloaded it, it was I pretty much got Rickrolled, but instead of like just you know the dancing Rickroll guy.
Right.
It was
a Ricky Martin video.
No,
or something?
It was just a horse fucking a person.
No,
well,
yeah,
I mean...
that's what the video was that I thought I was downloading the Rob Zombie.
That's a different kind of horror movie.
And that's what I was like, oh no.
It was one of those ones you can't turn off.
At first, I was like, oh, it's Rob Zombie. Like, is this how it starts?
People said it was weird. I guess he went out there. He really did go out there with it. Oh man,
fucked up.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're ready to move on into our headlines segment. Speaking of horse fucking, we can move on to our headlines.
The lighter side of the news, lower and debase myself for the amusement of total strangers. Yeah, I could do that. Sounds like fun.
All right, we'll start with something a little more mellow than horse fucking. Okay. I don't know how much of a nerd you are, but usually horror genre and nerdy stuff kind of goes hand in hand. Disney Plus today announced their schedule for MCU shows coming up in 2020. Now, so over 28.6 million subscribers signed on to Disney Plus. I fucking deleted that shit as soon as Mandalorian was over, because why the fuck? I don't need to watch Frozen again, because I will, and I don't need to.
It's every day.
It's a solid movie. I mean, who's going to argue? The second one's not as good. Keep the momentum going. Disney Plus has revealed release windows for three of its upcoming flagship series. Via Variety, Falcon Winter Soldier has been moved up to August, which looks dope. I don't know if you guys seen the Super Bowl commercial for all these. You should have seen the Super Bowl commercial. We have bets on the commercials. How the fuck?
It was my birthday. I had other things to do.
Like be an American and watch the goddamn game.
Sit on my couch and then go to Lowe's.
That is fine. That is the word. Oh, God. That as soon as you got
American.
Married.
That's pretty American.
But as soon as you got married, you got so boring. And birthday. Yeah, we went to Lowe's.
My bad.
We looked at fucking paint swatches.
We got steak the night before.
That's decent.
And went to a Laugh Factory.
Okay, that's a solid day.
There you go.
I can't argue with that one. All right. And then after Winter Soldier in August, Mandalorian Season 2 is in October, so basically immediately after, there will be more Baby Yoda.
Are you going to re-download it?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Or steal somebody's. I can finagle it from somebody.
I luckily got it for free for a year because of
The Verizon thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what my sister did. That's why I'm going to have to rob it from her.
I was mad because there was, I guess, you could get ESPN Plus and Disney
really?
Plus.
You just had to wait like an extra
bundle. If you waited like an extra week or something.
Oh.
And I just tried to get like the McGregor fight with ESPN Plus, and I had like 18 or 19 people over, and it wouldn't register that I already paid for the fight. So we had to literally, like, someone within seconds, we couldn't figure it out over with 40 minutes on the phone with the people from ESPN Plus. We could never even get it to work. Within seconds, someone found an illegal stream and we were able to watch it.
There you go.
You know what? We got it. It's fine.
That's the way I do it. I refuse to pay for those things. I even got this little box that has everything hooked up to it. I could watch anything I can find on there. And things, I could probably find some horse fucking. If I really looked for it, I'm sure I could find it. Don't act like you wouldn't watch it, Joey.
I wouldn't.
It's one of those things you can't unsee.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, and then after that, after Mandalorian in October, WandaVision closes out in December, which is kind of cool. I don't know if you guys are excited about those or not. The fact that all those are coming out by the end of the year is pretty dope, because they were supposed to come out by summer. So everything moving up is kind of cool. Moving on to Mexican people getting murdered for butterflies.
No big deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, Mexican officials discovered another dead body linked to the famous Monarch Butterfly Sanctuary. Last week, police discovered dead body of Hermo Gomez Gonzalez, local politician and environmental conservationist, inside a well near a prominent Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve where he worked in Mexico. Death shocked locals and fellow activists who were concerned over Gonzalez's death was no accident. A week later, another body connected to the Butterfly Reserve had been uncovered. There's basically just a butterfly serial killer.
Somebody hates butterflies.
He's taken
it.
They're taking out activists.
Out.
What if it's one butterfly that's actually going around?
It's the one gigantic butterfly we have in the picture here. It's just one gigantic butterfly.
Actually.
Yeah, that's like, I think Butterman is just what Amish call any 13-year-old as soon as he hits puberty, because he's just churning his own butter for every chance he gets. I just really hope that whoever this hitman is. He's just the butterfly hitman, and it's like the least gangster mob nickname you could ever have. You got
his name is Ned.
It's the butterfly killer.
He has like a butterfly net.
Tramp stamp.
It's got like acid, like it puts it over you and it just like burns you.
That would be dope. But he's done with people in wells. One guy was found due to asphyxiation by submergence, so he got drowned inside the well. Three people have been killed for these goddamn butterflies because they're stopping all kinds of. Rainforest or not, whatever forest tearing down these guys are doing. They're planting trees back. And apparently it's not only happening in Mexico. A study published last year in the National Journal of Nature Stability found that a number of environmental activism-related homicides have increased worldwide, with at least 1,558 people murdered in 50 countries in the recent decades. People are taking out tree huggers
I don't know why, because they seem like pretty mellow kind of people. I don't know what they did to incite this kind of violence. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, people are getting offed for hugging trees. And I said it was weird, but apparently I have numbers to back it up now. Kind of cool. All right, and then we also have a man in Tennessee was at court for marijuana possession. 20-year-old Spencer Boston appeared before a judge.
He's a badass.
Yeah, this guy is a fucking rebel. It was in court for a simple possession charge. About 20 minutes into it, everything was fine. By the way, he also showed up, camo jacket, bright tie-dye shirt, mm-hmm. and brown pants. This guy knows how to fucking party. Showed up and sparked a joint halfway through this fucking court sentencing, court appearance.
Real well.
Yeah, so he basically got 10 days for contempt of court, eligible for, after which he'll be eligible for $3,000 bond, could possibly face an additional possession charge and disorderly conduct charge. And before he got rushed out by the cops there, turned around and yelled, "The people deserve better." So he is fighting for weed legalization in Tennessee, and I back him.
So funny.
I haven't seen the video yet. I mean, we'll put a link in it for this. But yeah, that is going to be the next thing I was going to do. And I've seen the pictures of it, and this guy is just a champion. Just sparks up in the middle of shit. Yeah, right there, middle of the court. Just going to spark a doobie. I mean, maybe not the best way to do it, but I back it. I back his play. I mean, we're like, what, a year or two away from it being federally legal? It's got to be, right? I would hope so.
I mean,
who's getting hurt by fucking smoking pot? I'm fucking sick of it not being legal. I mean, luckily we can here. But the fact that I can't because I have to pass a drug test is bullshit.
Yeah.
That is right now, that is my goal in comedy, to be able to make enough money through comedy by the end of the year to where I can smoke weed again. I mean, everyone's got to have goals, right? I think that's a good place to start.
Weirdly enough, I just started smoking weed last year for the first time ever.
Really?
Kind of a novice to the marijuana game, but I've never even tried a cigarette before, actually.
Really?
Last year, yeah, I tried it for the first time. I like it now, but I can say this, I've never paid for it.
Oh, good for you.
It's like a hot chick. That is the best way to do it.
I feel like I never did either when I was in high school.
Of course, you're a hot chick. You don't have to, most hot chicks don't have to pay for shit, is what happens. Clearly, I'm working with the two hottest chicks in the world right now. Free weed constantly. So, okay, we were talking about this earlier when we kind of mentioned weed. Are you one of those stoners, as soon as you smoke, take a nap?
No. For the first, a lot, like, people would give me a lot to be like, oh, I want to see him high. I've never seen him high before. And it wasn't until, like, probably, like, the 10th or 12th time I did it that I even felt anything myself.
Really?
I was just like, oh.
Well, it kind of does take, it takes a minute for your body to process it.
Yeah. I just get, like, you know, relaxed for the most part.
Right.
A lot of the times I'm doing it, it's, like, at parties and stuff, so I don't really, like, have a spot to nap if I wanted to.
Gotcha.
You gave me a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my...
Probably shouldn't.
You don't need much. You're a tiny, tiny individual. For me, it was always nature documentaries. It was I will fucking put on Planet Earth and watch every goddamn episode as soon as I smoke a bowl. And then Denny's, for some reason. Anytime you're just not sober, Denny's is the shit.
Is there a Denny's on the corner over here?
I'll find one. I can make one.
It's Northridge. I've
yeah.
seen a fight in a Denny's in Northridge, actually.
Nice.
A while back.
How did that happen?
And nobody moved. Like, these two guys were just literally, like, beating the shit out of each other. And nobody, everyone acted like nothing was happening. I'm just like watching, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's interesting, but these moons over Miami are pretty fucking bomb. Right? Yeah. Last time I went to a Denny's, because of course you can't go to a Denny's sober, otherwise it's not good. We were super drunk after a bar one night, and it was me, a buddy, actually Josh, who fucking isn't here, and a couple of girls there, and this big black dude starts rolling by, and we're sitting like the corner booth on the way to the restroom. And he starts talking or whatever. And I wasn't even trying to be mean, but I was drunk, so it came out mean. But I was like, man, you look like fucking Kenan Thompson right now. He's just a big black guy. He got fucking pissed off. I was like, I mean, it's not really that much of an insult. That guy's fucking dope. You ever That's watch hilarious. Kenan and Kel? That was fucking, I thought that was a compliment. He got fucking pissed. He wanted to fight in the middle of a den. He's just like, I'm not getting up and fighting Keenan right now. I can't do that. He's too adorable. I can't do that. I love orange soda. He
what
was your
if it
friend.
Was him?
then I would have fought him just to have the story. Just to say I fought Kenan Thompson. Because he seems like a guy who's pretty mellow. To get him that riled up, it would probably take a lot.
Yeah.
Probably not just calling him Kenan Thompson. Which this guy got pretty fucking pissed off about.
Mm-hmm. We thought Kenan Thompson was like someone else.
Someone terrible.
Maybe. I mean, who the hell doesn't know Kenan Thompson? He did the French guy in a bathtub forever. That was one of the greatest.
Maybe you thought about it like that this. Maybe he was like, oh, is he calling me the worst person on an SNL right now?
Is he? I mean, he's been there for goddamn.
He's not the worst, but he's been there forever, but he has like
just because of Steve Harvey. Slides. It's just because of his Steve Harvey bit. That's the only thing he really has going for him. The goddamn Steve Harvey impersonation. All right, last headline we got pretty mellow. Well, kind of mellow. It's at least an uplifting one, not horse fucking or people getting murdered and thrown in wells. Russian cat now is a goddamn cyborg, which is pretty sweet. In October 2018, Russian veterinarian Sergei Gorshkov, I fucking butchered that, I know, runs a clinic in a city of some other Russian word I'm not going to fucking even try, received a visit from a woman who came across a stray cat during a drive. The cat was in bad shape, had been in the frigid Siberian weather for too long. As a result, suffered severe frostbite, multiple parts of her body. Doctors had to amputate tail, both ears, and all of her paws. And they got the kitty new fucking paws. I thought that was pretty dope.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a cool ass cat.
It's got that's his tongue. I was like, does it have a Hitler mustache as well?
A weird Hitler mustache. It'd be kind of cool. I just like the fact that it doesn't have ears. It's like a pit bull almost. Just docked ears. Kind of cool. Weird. But yeah, so that amputate like the paws.
Rocket boosters in the legs.
Like wheels and a rocket booster.
That would be sweet. It'd be like Gizmo Duck, but for cats. That'd be sweet. So yeah, they just 3D printed, they took some CT scans of the cat's legs to make 3D models, printed them out, and now she's got custom titanium fucking feet.
One of the legs looks pretty shitty though. Look at the one.
The one with duct tape on it?
Yeah. It doesn't look very high tech or cyborg-ish.
They're still printing out the fourth one. Like this one, we're just gonna use a thumbtack, and for now, you know, fucking deal with it, kitty.
This one we use cheap plastic.
You're lucky we didn't kill you.
Right? Take the feet. I'm shocked it just didn't get eaten by fucking wolves, because that's what always happens up there. Fucking.
Oh, they're inside warm.
No, fuck
Cat's
that.
Cat's the only idiot outside.
I don't know. Cats are fucking evil. They could probably just make heat from their eyeballs.
Oh, be careful. Don't die. Your cats will eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we found that out too. That's another reason I like cats. They're evil. I like evil shit. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I first got my cat that I have now, I told an ex about it that she fucking loves cats like more than most people in like a weird way. Mm. She's like, I thought you hated cats. She said they're evil. I was like, yeah, that's why I like them. They're fucking evil as shit. They're
so
murder
you're not
machines.
Listening, idiot.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Speaking of evil cats, I have five of them. They all have demon names.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you, Beelzebub? What do you got?
We got Pazuzu.
Okay.
Leviathan.
That's
Banshee,
a good one.
Isis before the group.
So you just go with Izzy's. What's it was? Queefy?
Bilqui, actually. Okay. It's very close. Yeah. Bilqui is actually the demon goddess that eats men with her vagina.
Yikes.
That's every female I've ever met. Okay. Huh. it's weird when there's teeth.
Well, yes, it would. It would be weird.
Scrapes sometimes. Yeah, that's solid names. I know when I get a dog, I'm either going to name him either after a comic book character, which because I'm a fucking nerd. Which is what I named my cat Speedy after because I'm a fucking Green Arrow fan. Mm-hmm. So I'm either going to name it Ollie to go with the cat, or I was thinking it's Cerberus. Cerberus is a good dog That's nickname, awesome. Yeah, right? Yeah. Although I don't know how you shorten it. You just Serb, and then it just sounds...
Serb? Yeah. Sounds like you're just like really into Serbia.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to move to Russia and give him fucking 3D printed feet. Kind of cool. All right. Before we move on to our next segment, which is Jody's Weird Questions... let you guys know about Stitcher Premium. They back us now. And you can go online with our code SMARTESTDUMBGUYS, get 10% off and your first month free. Stitcher Premium has anything, any podcast you want to listen to, including this one. You don't have to listen to ads like this. You can skip this bullshit. Joe Rogan, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, all kinds of good stuff. Josh usually does these reads, and he has the paper, so I'm trying to remember all the rest of it. I think that's about the gist of it. We also have a website if you guys want to go on there and sponsor the podcast directly, because we're an independent podcast. We would appreciate that. $0.99. I want to say there's a $5 a month plan, $10 a month plan. That would be very much appreciated. Or if you don't want to do monthly, we also have merchandise now on the website. T-shirts, underwear, sweaters, male and female stuff. All kinds of stuff on there. SDGYKpod.com if you want to check that out. That would be appreciated. And we can move on to Jody's weird questions now.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, first one. Have you ever blamed a fart on the dog?
Constantly. Constantly. Yeah. Even though I have a cat, I blame it on the dog. That is the way to go. And the worst, we had a Rottweiler growing up and had the worst old man farts. It's a 140-pound Rottie.
Yeah.
And the worst fucking farts ever that would clear a room. The worst part about that was you couldn't blame it on him, because like, no, we know what bear's farts smell like. Everybody knows what this dog's fucking farts smells like.
And that's not it.
No. I didn't measure up to the dog farts. I couldn't keep up with the champ.
Have you ever blamed it on the only other person in the room with you, and they clearly know that they didn't do it?
Yeah, I'm sure it was you.
That is a good one. If you can try to Jedi mind trick them into thinking it was them.
Challenge accepted.
You do that with your husband, don't you?
Probably. I'm going to start.
You should do it with queefs, too.
I sometimes do it in bed, and my wife will literally wake up from a dead sleep and leave.
Just in the middle of the night go?
Yeah.
She's learned that the Dutch oven thing's coming.
Does she know?
It's not even a Dutch oven. Like, I'll do it. I'll fart. And then I'll just like sit there and pretend to be asleep. And then
does she know why she's getting up, or is she to pee?
Like 30 seconds later, I'll just hear, oh, ah! And she'll just get
just
up.
Just wait for it. Oh, that is great. I know there's a lot of guys who refuse to fart in front of their ladies, which I think is weird.
We've been together like 8 years in the beginning, maybe. But
I mean, I've known people that have been together for years and like, no, I'll go outside or something. Like, you know, you do that, right? Like, you know, she poops and you fart. Like, you guys do that. It's what happens, right? I'm not the only one who thinks it's fucking weird.
You're weird. No.
I'm weird for not going outside to fart.
If Trevor ever, like, accidentally does one, I make fun of him for hours.
What? Really? Accidentally?
Because he'll, like, oh, maybe it won't, like, make a noise. Oh, it'll be a SBD.
Okay, but what if he tries? Does he try to not fart in front of you?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
How long have you guys been together, though?
I've known him since kindergarten, but we've been dating for almost 7 years, or dating in the marriage for 7 years. Wow.
I've known you since you were shitting your pants, but you can't make the victory sound of not shitting your pants now.
We literally go in like to the bathroom with the door open in front of each other.
See, that seems normal to me. No poops?
No.
You're still trying to hide the fact that you even poop?
That's still real private, and it will always be private.
Well, you're not German. I don't think he's asking you to do it on his chest.
I think it'll be fine.
It's like, if I've seen your butthole, I can I can hear what comes out of it.
Nope.
Yeah. It is the worst when you accidentally get like presented face-to-face with a little bit of poo nugget on a girl's butthole.
Ugh.
Happened once, mid-69. It was like,
What did you do?
I just powered through.
I mean, he's like, I put my tongue out for it.
That was the one time I didn't lick butthole. That was the one time I didn't eat ass. I drew the line somewhere.
I wasn't
that drunk, but it was weird. I don't know what she was. I mean, she ate very healthy, but it was green. It looked like a little dot of wasabi in the middle of it.
Moving on.
I used to have a roommate who'd be like, he's from New England, really, really thick New England accent. He'd be like, have you a taste in the asshole? It just tastes like a battery. It's just like putting your tongue in a battery.
Huh.
Fuck. That's a comedian's bit. I'm trying to remember who it was. I'm not gonna think of it. That's a bit somebody has, but yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's just that mercury kind of a flavor to it.
Anywho, if you had to fight a gorilla or a porcupine, which would you choose?
Porcupine.
Yeah, porcupine for sure.
Gorilla will rip my arms off and beat me with them.
If any swing off, I'd be dead.
Yeah, no. Like I have a feeling I mean, this is probably a stupid thing for me to think, but I think I could fight a moose. They're big as shit.
Oh, no, you really can't.
No.
That's what everyone says. But I think I got a shot against a moose. I don't think I have a chance against a goddamn gorilla.
You really don't have a chance against a moose.
I think I do. I think I could outmaneuver him. I think I'm more agile than a moose.
I don't know.
Porcupine, you get one good kick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you might get quills, but like if you get one kick on a gorilla, it's going to rip you to shreds.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, porcupine, I can deal with it. I've seen Homeward Bound. I know that it fucking hurts to get porcupine in your face.
Okay.
But I can deal with that. I can't deal with having my arms ripped off and me beaten with them. It's not gonna. Yeah, I don't see that going well. That's good. And I've also seen Ace Ventura. You just get in mating season. You just.
Have you seen Milo Notice? Do you know the, like, the dark history behind that?
No.
So originally, Milo and Otis was a Japanese film that they just took and repurposed for an American film. And when they, like, threw all the animals, like, off the waterfalls and stuff, they really did that. And they killed, like, 7 puppies and, like,
no shit. Kittens. Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
There's that little bloop or thing at the bottom that says no animals were hurt.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie. I don't know. Huh. Ah, I mean, it almost.
You've probably seen it. You've probably seen it. It was way back in the day.
The name sounds familiar.
It was like a talking pug and a talking, like, kitten. And
oh,
like,
an orange tabby.
Orange tabby.
It sounds familiar. I don't think I ever saw it.
Came out with all those, like, Homeward Bound type movies.
It's right around that same era.
Yeah, it was like a cheaper Homeward Bound they tried to make with Japanese footage.
They should have just done what they did in Anchorman. You just kick a stuffed animal off a bridge, and that is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
It's so goddamn good. Or you just do it with The Good Place, and you kick a dog into the sun. It's fucking golden.
Oh, God, I missed that show already.
It's so fucking good.
Have you ever been walked in on?
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes. I was walked in. My first girlfriend in high school, her mom walked in while we were there. The bed was like this, and we were on this side of the bed in the window, like shimmying in between. We clearly were not doing what we should be doing.
Right.
The door was closed, and she came in to ask if we wanted, like, nachos or something like that.
Something innocent.
And my pants were completely down. And I was just in my boxers, and I had a blanket around me. And I was clearly, like, in the position, like, her daughter's legs were open. And she acted like she didn't see anything and walked out.
Well, you have
to. How old are you guys?
I was, like, 13.
Oh, no. That's intervention time.
Is that what that, I mean, she's probably like, get it, girl. Like, you just
do your thing. But,
like,
but I will say, when I was 13, I looked like I was, like, most, like, 24-year-olds.
Yeah,
so
she. This is, okay, well,
I
then.
I had a beard in the 5th grade. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I'm jealous. I still can't fucking do it. Aww. I mean, there is. I live across the street from a high school. I see Armenian kids over there that have a better beard than I do. It's fucked up, man. I can't do it. I got nothing.
One day you'll grow up.
No, I won't.
Oh, you're right.
I'm never going
to
be a real boy.
In 5th grade, there was this assembly where they had, like, the best volleyball person in the world come to our school for whatever reason.
Right.
And they picked, like, all kids who were captains of different, like, sports teams to go against him, like, all 12 of us versus this one volleyball guy, and he kicks our ass or whatever. And I scored on him twice, and then my friend from the crowd, this isn't when I was in 5th grade, was just like, that's my dad!
Fucking champion. What is that? That guy needs to get out here and do fucking stand-up. That guy is fucking great. Yeah, I've been walked in on constantly. I've told the story on this show. I've had people walk in on me while her friend was sitting there taking pictures of us. Mm-hmm. Our two friends walked in on us, just straight up brought up kitchen chairs and sat there and watched the whole goddamn
super
time.
Her friend was taking pictures of you?
Her friend was taking pictures of us.
Just having sex?
Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
I'm cool with it.
You just, like, brushed over that part like it wasn't.
Well, that wasn't the walked in part. That was planned.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't my plan. I rolled with it, though. I'm not going to say I'm an exhibitionist, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Ryan's a roller.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm working on instinct. I don't really give a shit about what the fuck else is going on out here.
I mean, like, I've been walked in on having sex, but, like, I feel like it'd be a lot more embarrassing if you were walked in on masturbating, because then it's just like...
Well, that's happened plenty of times, too. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. I've also... You ever do the masturbate when your chick is right here next to you, and you're just like... See if I can get away with this right now. Let's see. She starts to try to fucking wake up. You're like, nope, not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Let's see if we can finish this. I've been walked in on many a time, and I'm cool with it. Yeah, I don't stop.
I came home one time when my girlfriend was loudly masturbating upstairs.
Nice.
Like, loudly. And then she, like, I was like, okay, she's masturbating. But, like, she, like, was, like, so embarrassed. It was like, so are we gonna talk about this? This was like you came home and I was really loud and I was just like, it's like, yeah, do what you need to do.
Like, yeah, see, I would have walked in with the phone going, like, don't stop on my account. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep this going. That's where the film editing and stuff needs to come in. Let's get the lighting going. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd have done. What else we got?
Okay. Puppy baby monkey.
What?
Or the giraffe getting Skittle milked while eating a rainbow.
Seen either of those.
Oh, God.
Okay, these are old
horrifying
Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, Puppy Baby Monkey, I saw. That was, like, from last year, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
One or 2 years ago.
Sorry, that was the monkey legs.
It was, like, the Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what proportion of what.
I don't remember.
It was like a...
I just remember I hated it.
It was like a pug body in a diaper with monkey arms, I think, if I remember correctly.
Some weird... weird.
Something like that. Or what?
It just kept saying puppy baby monkey.
Yeah. Or what was the other option?
The other one was a giraffe eating a rainbow, getting milk, and Skittles are coming out.
I'd eat the Skittles.
I fucking hate both of them.
You don't like Skittles?
I love Skittles.
Oh.
I hate the commercial.
Why?
I've never been able to milk something. I feel like just the
I've only milked myself.
Seems like it'd be like very like I don't know like cathartic,
just calming. Like,
yeah,
yeah, I can like, see that. Very zen.
It's a cow or a giraffe a or giraffe's whatever. Just like squirting out just like milk. It just looks like it, I don't know. It'd be cathartic.
I could see that. Yeah, it's yeah. You don't see a whole lot of Amish people with high blood pressure. Probably it's very very zen. I think. So wait, the question about was like, what's a better commercial or which one?
Which one can you tolerate more, I guess?
Which one can I tolerate more? I can tolerate milk and a giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the puppy baby monkey is terrifying.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, no, that I would treat that like a Chucky doll and punt him. No, I don't I want no want no part of that. Kick the baby. No, I do not no.
Okay, last one. Has anyone ever told you do something in your sleep?
Told me I do something in my sleep.
Like you sleepwalk or you talk or
Buddy of mine's brother slept walk. That was fucking weird. It was like elementary school, and we're like in sixth grade or something. He had a younger brother who would sleepwalk. And I'm spending the night, and we're out watching like Nick at Night or whatever in the living room. And his brother just walks out sleepwalking. I'm like, Johnny, what are you doing, buddy? And he's sleepwalking. My buddy's like, no, just let him go. And he goes to the kitchen, grabs like the biggest knife in the kitchen. We're like,
nice.
What the fuck is happening now? And he walks onto the porch and lays down there like this wooden bench. He just lays down with the knife on his chest and just goes back to sleep. We're like, okay, you need to get brother fucking checked out, dude.
Yeah.
There's something fucking weird going on there.
I don't have anything wrong, or I don't do anything. I've been told that I've been done anything when I sleep, but my wife has like night terrors, like severe night terrors.
Oh, shit.
And has for a very long time. When we first got together, I remember like I was like just like falling asleep, like my eyes were like, you know, I was getting really, really tired, and all of a sudden she just goes, the bedroom door is opening. The bedroom door. And I was like, I'm looking. I'm like,
no, it's not.
No, it really isn't. It's
not. It's closed. And, yeah. And then another time.
How often does it happen?
Usually it's just like her going, right? Like screaming in her dream, and I have to wake her up. And it's got to the point where I'm just like, shut up.
No, you're used to it. Yeah.
But it's been bad, like, to where she's had dreams where she had like worms coming out of her legs.
Oh, shit.
She'd gone to the bathroom and grabbed like scissors and was just like cutting her.
Oh,
legs.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
As she's asleep and doing, oh, fuck that. Oh, no. I've been told like I talk in my sleep. I know, I'm pretty sure I snore. I'm sure I snore. I've woken myself up snoring. It's so bad. But I've been told I'll have conversations. Like people, like, hey, like, what are you doing today or what's going on? And apparently, hey, this is my plan for the day. And I'll go back. I have no recollection of it all. My buddy, roommate of mine once, he's like, you know, you'll get up and your eyes will be like the goddamn Undertaker, like rolled back in your head, and you'll have a conversation and then fall back asleep.
Creepy.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's not walk out and get a knife creepy, but yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, unless I'm on a whole bunch of fucking sleep medication, and apparently I'll piss myself while I sleep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I had a knee surgery once, and I remember I woke up after, like, a bunch of OxyContin, and I was in the hospital bed, and I just started crying, asking for Subway. I was like, I really want a Subway sandwich.
I mean, it's a solid snack craving to have in the middle of the night. I mean, I get that. We've all been there. Who doesn't want a nice fucking cold cut halfway through the night? I mean, I get that. I can't argue with it. It's a solid choice. Any more? We good?
That's it. That was five.
All right. And with that, we can move on to our main topic of the day.
Oh, wow.
And here we go.
All right. Since we got Edward here, an acclaimed horror director, we figured we would go over brackets like we have in the past and figure out who would win the fight. And we have all kinds of horror villains here. A bunch of different matchups. Since you got the pen, you can keep track of that. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll start with our number one seed. And I got these rankings off of, I think it was Screen Rant's website. They did a top 10. I picked 8 of them off that because there was 2 of them on there I thought were fucking ridiculous. All right. So our number one seed, Xenomorphs from Alien versus our 8 seed, which is Chucky.
Okay.
I've already Half this episode I've talked about. Chucky's piece of shit. He's done.
Yeah. Xenomorph totally just burns Chucky alive until he's nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone.
I don't understand how regular people don't do that.
Yeah. I feel like even like, and the guy who plays Chucky too, his name is escaping me off the top of my head, but even when he was a killer, he was not a big man. I feel like even like a oversized woman could probably take him.
Right? Yeah. Ronda Rousey would take him out for sure. Easy.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, and we'll move to the bottom of the bracket. Our number two seed, Predator, against our seven seed, Pennywise.
Oh, well, Pennywise only can hurt you if you're scared of him, and I don't see Predator being scared
right?
of anybody.
And he died in the last movie, spoiler alert, by getting negged.
Yeah,
like, he got bullied to death.
Yeah,
the fuck is that?
The first one, he got beat up by children with a baseball bat.
Right?
Predator has way better things than baseball bats. So.
Yeah.
Predator is the winner?
Yeah, I'm thinking Predator in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Pennywise was creepy as a kid because all clowns are creepy. But yeah, granted, those new movies are decent. But yeah, how are you gonna have your main villain just die from being made fun of?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's a little bitch. That's how.
Wow. Very angry about this.
Jesus. I like that movie, but it was like it was.
Right. What did you think about the second one compared to the first?
I like the second one a lot more.
Really?
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, but I didn't think it was as bad as people.
The adult actors a lot more than the kid actors.
That's true. Except for
the guy who plays Pennywise is real hot, too.
With his gigantic forehead. They didn't even CGI that. He just has that gigantic head.
I don't remember his forehead. I remember the rest of his face.
It's just as lopsided and weird. All
right.
He's like one of like eight brothers from this one family that are all actors.
It's like them and the Hemsworths. That's all that does movies now. Yeah, isn't that the dude from True Blood?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one. It's not that guy. It's his retarded brother.
Oh.
There's no way. Like, no. He's weird. I don't like him. That's why he works in that role. All right. Move on to our number three guy, Freddy Krueger, against, five, Jigsaw.
I'm going to go with Freddy Krueger, one, because he's a demon and the Jigsaw is just an old guy with cancer.
Right? Okay, so if Freddy Krueger gets put in the room, in one of Jigsaw's rooms somehow.
He just appears out of it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Again, Freddy Krueger fucks me up. I can't deal with him. All right. And the last matchup we have in the first round is, I think, the best matchup here. Jason Voorhees versus Michael Myers.
Who's Jason?
Which Jason?
Oh, Jason.
Which
okay.
Who's Jason and who's Michael Myers? Because if we're going Kane Hodder, Jason Voorhees in the later of the series,
right.
He's like huge. He's muscular. He's
gigantic
strong,
beast of a man.
Like
sounds
a demon.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we going with Rob Zombie's Michael Myers, or are we going with the Michael Myers who got beat by a clothes hanger?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, he basically just got aborted, is what happened. yeah, I think when they did the rankings, they were doing the originals.
Okay, yeah, the original Michael Myers is a big pussy. So,
right? Yeah, he just chokes out naked chicks. That's all he does.
Yeah, he just gets like punched in the face. By,
right.
Like Busta Rhymes.
Although, yeah, right. The fucking Busta Rhymes one is the most ridiculous fucking movie. But I mean. It is weird that Jason wasn't even in the first one.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks he was. No, this is old. His fucking mom was killing people. All right. So we'll go back to our second round. We got a Xenomorph versus Freddy Krueger.
So I think we have to establish some kind of rules here. So, like, are they able to use all their different, like, skills based on...
I would assume so.
Because Freddy really can only attack you in dreams... And do we know if...
Well, he tried to break through. At the end of the first one, he was trying to break through. Wasn't there one
right.
where he
But, like,
did?
The Xenomorph, does it dream?
I don't know.
And
maybe they just, when they're asleep, their legs move like a dog.
And do we only get the Freddy that's in the real world or in the dream world? Because in the real world, he's just a scary...
He's just a guy with mittens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he in the real world in the Freddy vs. Jason one? He was, right? I want to say in that final fight at the end. It was real world stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't die... Kinda.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with just because he's like a demon. I'm gonna go with Freddy.
Taking Freddy in that's an upset. I can't argue with it. Like I said, fucking hate Freddy. God damn it. All right, and second round, other one we got is Jason against Predator.
Jason versus Predator. The cool thing about Jason, he can probably match Predator's strength. He also has the regeneration factor. So if Predator was to cut his arms off or cut his head off and stuff, he just always comes back.
Like a lizard.
Just like in Wreck-It Ralph.
So, God damn it. I think it's a long, grueling fight. where Jason tires out the Predator and ends up killing the Predator.
You think so? You don't think his weapons, his shoulder cannons and fucking being invisible?
Well, if you look at Jason X, he has all that.
Does he really?
Yeah. You've seen Jason X, right? The one in space?
No, I've watched... No, not in space.
He gets upgraded, and he has, like, all these weapons.
He becomes Predator, essentially.
Essentially, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, yeah, he's got all the stuff, too.
Freddy versus Jason.
And we know who won that.
Did he, though? Freddy didn't actually die in it.
I don't know who won, so you guys are telling me.
Jason won in the movie. Freddy just winks at the end, but Jason cuts his head off and walks.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, though. You got to cut the guy's head off and just take it with you wherever you go.
Is a trophy? You feel it sounds
no,
like you've done
you
this
know
before.
He actually died,
it sounds
though.
Like you didn't...
I used to have these conversations.
I have a
with
freezer
my best
full of them. This is how I keep my trophies.
With my best friend. If you're ever getting chased in a horror film, you cut the fucking villain's head off and then you walk around with it. He can't come back if he doesn't have a head.
I don't know. Well, I thought the whole idea of that was they were going to set up a second one, right?
They were. It's because like two different companies didn't want their.
They weren't going to go for it again.
I'm sorry. Who won though?
I'm gonna go with Jason.
Okay.
Funny enough, I did this before with like 30 people.
Oh shit! You did a whole like NCAA bracket.
Giant one, and the girl from The Ring won.
Really?
Because apparently she's like a water demon, and she has all these like different things she can do that's in the book and in the movies.
Right.
And you take it all together, she's like this water demon who just has all this power and can.
Huh.
Yeah. And I might
actually watch the new one now because of that. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, because I always thought that movie was fucking hilarious. Those batch of movies in like the early 2000s, The Grudge, I thought was just hilarious.
Oh,
I laughed.
The American ones are terrible.
Yeah, I just laughed.
The new one
them.
Is even worse. The New Grudge?
I haven't seen that one.
The New
is
Grudge
it,
with the.
I don't see how it could
Kumar,
be worse.
Harold from Harold and Kumar? It's like.
Right?
Oh my god.
Is that
like
how I thought it
three stories about three different families you don't give a shit about.
They never get you invested in any of them.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah, and The Ring is supposed to, they're doing a new one of those, right?
I think so.
Or maybe I'm thinking of The Grudge. I could be wrong.
No, I think they are doing a new Ring.
Yeah, they're redoing
one,
all of them.
They have a Japanese one where the girl from The Grudge goes against the girl from The Ring.
I thought that was just in Scary Movie 3 or whatever it was.
No, it's an actual like it's like Sadako versus Samara or something like that.
Well, I'll watch that, especially if it's fucking anime or something that
it's live. It's live
is
action.
It? Sweet. I might check that out actually. I might have to. It'd be kinda cool. It's like the Japanese Freddy vs. Jason. I'll check that out.
If they are doing the new Ring, it's not the same title.
It's L Ring? What is it?
I know they have like seven sequels in Japan right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they overdo it.
They just did a new Ring movie called Rings.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's the one you're thinking of. They did like last year.
Maybe. I was going to say, I thought I heard something. Cause, I mean, they're redoing everything, though. I mean, who the fuck knows? They redid Chucky for some goddamn reason.
Yeah.
And made him look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh,
like, even,
you see the new one? They have a...
Oh, yeah. Rings, 2017.
They have a... They have a new Invisible Man coming out based.
That looks kind of dope.
They made him a rapist killer.
Yeah, it's like they took Hollow Man a little bit further.
Yeah.
I mean, Hollow Man was dope at the time. Yeah, they took a little. I didn't see any rapey things in the trailer. I might have missed that, which is weird because that usually sticks with me. what is that face for?
I don't know.
Jesus. that looks pretty dope. Did you see? Was it the new Mummy one? Were you behind this whole Universal getting their monster stuff going?
Dude, yeah, the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah, I didn't see it just because it looked fucking... It wasn't that bad? It was as bad as people said it was?
Yeah, it wasn't... I mean, it was like... I would say it was on par with the Wolfman, the new Benicio del Toro one.
I thought that was all right.
Yeah, but like, neither one was good enough to start a franchise off of. Like,
especially the way they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just like, nah,
and yeah, because that new Invisible Man was supposed to be part of it.
Yeah.
Whether or not they do that or not, I guess... I don't know. That one looks pretty dope.
Well, the way... The way it works is like they have to make a movie every certain amount of years to keep the copyright.
Keep the rights on them.
Yeah, so like they had to do something.
Right, and they're doing Swamp
Blumhouse
Thing, I think,
weird.
And
they Blumhouse made the new Halloween, like which I hated.
Oh yeah, I forgot they fucking redid that again.
Awful, and they're like hit or miss because they've done like the Insidious series, which I love.
Those are good.
Like for every movie that I love, they have a movie that comes out that you're just like, this is awful.
Really? Oh, fuck. Just Russian roulette when you go down there, fucking A. all right. Well, it seems like Jason is the champion of the goddamn evil world, which is pretty cool. Looks like it's about that time we will wrap up the show. Next week, we'll have more nonsense headlines, questions that talk about milking fucking
giraffes.
Dogs or whatever it was.
New
animals got it. Maybe horse fucking. I don't know. There won't be. I can't make that promise. But until then, don't be a cunt.
Thank you for listening to the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.